Well, boys and girls, we have been looking at a number of missionaries in recent weeks, missionaries that we should know. And today I want to think about Amy Carmichael. And of course, that brings us nearer home because Amy Carmichael was born in Mullyle in County Down in 1867. She was the eldest of seven children. Her parents were called David and Catherine Carmichael. Of course, the family were very staunch Presbyterians, and Amy was greatly influenced by a man called Robert Wilson, who was the co-founder of the Keswick Convention. Amy Carmichael was a very interesting girl. She often referred to herself as a nobody, even though she was a very, very talented girl. When she was very young, she had big brown eyes, and she didn't like them. She longed that they might be blue. And in fact, she even prayed about that and asked that the Lord would give her these blue eyes, but that didn't happen, of course. Years later, when she would go to India, she knew why then she had these big brown eyes as she worked amongst the people. But you know, her father died when she was 18 years of age. She went to work in the Welcome Evangelical Church in Belfast until 1889, and then she moved across to Manchester, where she became involved in the work of the gospel amongst girls, young girls who were working in the various mills. It was in 1887 at the Keswick Convention that she heard Hudson Taylor speak about the work in China, and therefore she hoped to serve the Lord with the China Inland Mission. In fact, she professed at that time to have a great burden for the Chinese, but when she applied to the China Inland Mission, she was turned down because of bad health. And so she began to wonder what it was that she should be involved in as far as sharing the gospel was concerned. She then went to Japan instead of China, but unfortunately she only lasted about 15 months. Again, her health broke down. And then she had a brief stay in Sri Lanka before she returned home again for a period of time. And again, she was greatly encouraged and came under the influence of this man, Robert Wilson. And when she said that she was thinking of going to serve the Lord in India, he was one of the people who tried to tell her that she shouldn't go there. However, she did go to India, and it was there that Amy Carmichael found her calling to serve the Lord. She befriended a very gifted Indian Christian called Ponnamal. And of course, it was Ponnamal who taught Amy the ways of foreign culture. And like other missionaries that we have thought about, Amy Carmichael sought to involve herself in the culture of the people that she was trying to reach. She wore Indian dress. She even tried to darken her skin. I'm told sometimes she did that with coffee, which I find a great waste of coffee, but anyway, that's how she did it. And she tried to darken her skin to make her more like the people that she was trying to reach. It was very difficult for her. Health was not always good, but in 1901, Amy's life was to change dramatically. A young girl by the name of Prina was brought into Amy's life, and that was to have made a great impact on her. Now, Prina was a young girl who lived and worked in a temple. She lived in the temple along with other children. She'd been there from childhood, and Prina and other children were not only devoted to the temple, but also to the temple gods. However, behind the scenes, as the time would pass, many of these young girls would grow up and even at young age would become temple prostitutes. Now, when Prina came to stay with Amy Carmichael, Amy's life was put in danger. The authorities at the temple wanted Prina back, but against the advice of so many people, Amy refused to hand her back to the temple authorities because she knew what would happen to her in days to come. And she took Prina and she kept her under her care. However, it wasn't long until other children were coming to Amy's home. They heard about her. They realized that perhaps she could help them in the same way that she had helped Prina. The problem was that for Amy Carmichael, this was a very, very difficult task because many of these children were coming, they were sickly, they were coming and their diet was very poor, their health was bad. But Amy persevered with them because she knew if she didn't help them, that they too, like little Prina, would ultimately end up in a life of prostitution. Deeply moved by the plight of these young children, she founded what was called the Dunover Fellowship. Now, that fellowship was situated in a place called Tamil Nadu, about 30 miles from the southern tip of India. Demi continued to work with these children and worked hard for the Lord until in 1931 she was badly injured in a fall. And as a result of that accident, she was confined for long periods to her bed. And eventually she died of in 1951 at the age of 83. Now, she said when she was dying that she didn't want a gravestone over her grave. But the girls that she had looked after, whenever Amy was buried, they took a bird bath and they put the bird bath above her grave with one single word, the word Amma. And of course, in the Tamil language, that word Amma simply means mother. And that's how the children viewed the life of Amy Carmichael. Every one of them who had been brought under her care, they looked upon her as a mother. Now, I know when it comes to various missionaries, whether they're missionaries today or missionaries who served the Lord years gone by, I know that many things are often attributed to them, things that they said during their work for the Lord. Some of them are written by commentators, but some of them are written in journals by missionaries themselves. And here's one thing that Amy Carmichael had written in her journals during her time in India. She said this. She said, "One can give without loving, but one cannot love without giving. One can give without loving, but one cannot love without giving." You know, Amy Carmichael gave her all for the Lord. She loved those children, those young people that came under her care. She often put her life in danger. But because of her love for Christ and because of her love for them, she gave absolutely everything she had, even her own life, for the sake of the gospel. Do you know, boys and girls today and grown-ups, you and I can't give everything, but we can give something. And you and I can't do everything, but we can do something. I hope that as we continue to look at some of these missionaries, that who knows, in years to come, there'll be another Amy Carmichael. There'll be another Hudson Taylor. Somebody who'll walk up and rise up from a church just like this and give their all to go out to serve the Lord wherever He would place them. What you and I need to do is make ourselves available and simply say, "Lord, here am I. Would you use me?" Let's pray for a moment. Father, thank you for lessons we learn from those who have served you in the past, and lessons we learn from those who are serving you in the present. But we all realize today that we have a responsibility to present ourselves daily as living sacrifices to you. Father, will you be pleased to take these lives of ours, each of them, young and old alike, and Father, will you be pleased to use them for your glory and for the good and the furtherance of the gospel of your grace. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.